From the Labor Relations Specialist, Department of Labor Relations, requesting ratification of the 2013 Memorandum of Agreement between Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, which approved this item by a vote of 9-0.
Mr. Grady.
Chairman, Mr. Bau was unable to be here, so he asked that I step in for him, and so that's what I'm doing. Mr. Langer, the actuary, is on the phone. If I could just set this up a little bit, and then
sure.
What you have before you is a collective bargaining agreement for 2013 with the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association that contains two relatively minor, in my opinion, pension changes. And one of those changes is, I would consider, a more technical change where in the prior contract, they had agreed, the Deputy Sheriff's Association had agreed to make the pension contribution pursuant to the formula as calculated by the actuary. At that time, for 2012, it was calculated as 6.59% of their pay. One of the provisions in the new collective bargaining agreement is to just recite in the collective bargaining agreement that the pension contribution shall be one half of the annually calculated annual required contribution. So rather than putting a specific number in the contract, which is what had happened for 2012, it will be the concept of one half of the ARC in 2013 and forward, and then annually calculated by the actuary. And so you have a report from the actuary dated September 18th, 2013, that addresses that issue from an actuarial standpoint.
Keep going. Do everybody have the report?
It's a one-page report, very short, that basically says this is what we were contemplating when we did the calculations back in 2011, and so we don't see this as a change, actuarially speaking, from what we had previously calculated. And Mr. Langer can speak to that in a minute.
Okay.
The second change in the collective bargaining agreement relates to vesting. The Deputy Sheriff's Association previously had 10-year vesting, and the 2013 contract proposes 5-year vesting for all members as of January 1st, 2012. So it's retroactive, but only back to January 1st, 2012.
All right.
This is consistent with what other members of the retirement system currently have. I believe all other members, or almost all other members, have 5-year vesting now, and brings the deputy sheriffs in line with the rest of the members of the retirement system. In addition, my understanding is there are only 4 deputy sheriffs who do not already have 10 years of service, and so there's only 4 people who are less than 10 years. And, of course, if they stay longer than 10, it wouldn't make any difference to them. But there is an actual report related to that change as well. That report is dated April 15th, 2013. And, again, Mr. Langer can speak to it, but you'll see the bottom line on that report is an annual cost of approximately $28,000.
All right.
And so the Finance Committee, Finance Personnel and Audit Committee did approve the collective bargaining agreement by a vote of 9-0. It obviously has to come to the Pension Study Commission to review the pension changes and provide a report to the board on the Pension Study Commission's opinion on the desirability and actuarial effect of these changes. And so with that, I'd answer questions or let Mr. Langer address
Mr.
questions.
Mr. Langer, can you chime in now?
Yeah, I was listening to what Mark Grady was saying, and everything he said is in line with what I would say. I don't think I have anything to add to that.
How will this affect
the commission?
How will this affect the pension overall when you're going from the new for the sheriffs to contribute half of their percent? Will that increase the pension? Will it decrease the pension? And also talk about the five-year vesting. Most people have five-year vesting. I know there's a $28,000 cost, but what about the sheriff's contribution?
The impact on the sheriff contributions, that's over. At the time we had prepared this report, we would have anticipated long-term the number would have been the 6.59%. Time has passed since then, and that contribution rate has lowered at the moment, and it's lower than the 6.59%. I think it would be something along the lines in the low 5% range at the moment. But that is something we calculate reviewed, 6.59% was our best estimate of what that would be long term.
Any questions from the committee? Mr. Cady, you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, if I just may just do some clarification with Mr. Langer.
Yes.
Mr. Langer?
Yeah.
The extra cost for the 10-year to 5-year vesting of about $28,000 for the normal cost is, so that would be that would be the cost to the county, but then that would be shared with the deputies. They would pay half of that, or is that net of that?
No, that amount that's sitting in there is the total cost, and the sheriffs would share in that cost. So you would get a slight uptick in the contribution rate for the sheriffs as a result of that. And now we haven't combined that into the analysis. That's the total cost that you see there.
So it's actually $14,000.
I just wanted to make that clear that it's the cost is total cost. Only approximately half is paid by the employer, and the other half is paid by the
employer. Then every year that they're on would reduce that $14,000.
Mr. Corn, can you say that again? So, Mr. Langer, Mr. Corn, I have a question, a very good question for you.
Okay, all right. I didn't hear it. All right.
Oh, okay.
If they've been here for 5 years and it's $14,000, but now they get to 10 years, then it's really the same as we would have had anyway. It wouldn't have been any difference in cost, correct?
What, you know what? Just a little louder. I'm having a tough time hearing that. I caught little bits of it.
If they're here 5 years right now and it's $14,000, if they're here the 10 years, it's really no cost difference at all, correct?
If they're beyond, when we price that, when we estimate the cost of that, we try to anticipate that future people will be coming in under that provision. But effectively, if you are someone that has more than 10 years of service, this has no impact on your liabilities because you will not receive a benefit as a result of this.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Coyne?
Yep. I'm fine.
All right. Any other questions from the committee? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve item number one.
We have a motion to move approved. Mr. Langer, do you have anything else?
No, that is all I have. Thank you.
And thank you, and have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Seconded.
We have a second by Mr. Cohen. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number one.
Johnson.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
5 have passed. Let the finance and the county board just say we approve this. Everybody, thank you for coming and have a blessed day.